Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Goes Without Saying. You're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing and I'm joined by...
Am I saying Seffi? Seffi?
Well, yeah. Who else?
Hi.
And this episode is for anyone who's ever said they have a girl crush. We are talking about sexuality and going through life thinking that everyone thinks girls are hot. Maybe they do. Maybe we just live in a patriarchy that sexualized women. Who knows? It's also insanely chaotic, and I don't use that phrase lightly. it goes from bad to worse, so I hope you enjoy it.
So we've just had to do this all again. We just did 20 minutes of recording and I just made Wing style all again because I was like, I don't like it.
20 minutes.
For no real reason.
For no good reason, it seems. But totally a good reason. If you don't like it, it's not going out. Although, listen, I'm not doing anything better this time around, so...
I know, this is the thing. I've got manic energy today. I'm gonna apologize in advance. It's manic times for me right now.
That's fine.
Went to see Hamilton last night.
Gosh. In the last take, I was like, I've been hearing about Hamilton for an hour and a half and now we're recording and still talking about it. Now I've been listening for the 20 minutes of recording and the whole hour and a half before recording. So take it away. Do your worst.
Here are the bullet points. Here's everything you need to know. You don't need to know anything other than... Last night I went to go see Hamilton. Now I'm obsessed with Lin-Manuel Miranda. I've been fantasizing about him saying, tell me how to say no to this.
Also, he wasn't there last night, by the way.
Lin-Manuel Miranda wasn't there. I just was thinking about him quite a lot last night. And I stayed up till 1 a.m. just watching videos of him. So those are the bullet points. That's all you need to know. I think that's a hot scene when he's like seducing the woman. He's like, her body's saying, hell yes.
And God, she looks so helpless.
Yeah, I don't love the helpless yes. bit.
And I'm saying no. I'm saying no to this yeah. from me. No, thank you.
Which I entirely agree with. Like, it is gross, but...
Look, we've been through it.
But my body's saying hell yes.
Your body's saying hell yes. We've been through it.
His mouth is on mine and I can't say no.
Can't say no. Okay, I'm going to start by saying thank you to everyone who sent messages, because in the previous take, I went through like 10 different messages from me. There were so many messages of people giving their thoughts on this topic. Who knew there were so many thoughts? We did, I guess. That's why we're doing an episode.
There was a mix, which is really interesting, because it's like landslide, everyone kind of agrees, or like there'll be a few outliers, or like it'll be like a 70-30 split. There'll just be like an even kind of, okay, I kind of what I expected. This one, it's like everyone kind of agrees. It's like a bit of a fucked up term. But within that, there's quite a lot of like speculation of why.
Yeah. So many nuances. Okay, so I'm going to start with a different point. I didn't make this in the last take. So this is fresh.
Sorry.
Fresh out of mama's kitchen. No, don't say sorry. Someone said, just to come off the back of it being problematic, because lots of people are saying that it completely invalidates the queer experience, which yeah. we agree. And someone also said, well, lots of people also said that the term girl crushes in itself was really essential in them understanding their own sexuality. And I just thought that was really interesting, because I kind of agree when I see so many messages from people saying, basically, I used to say girl crush, I used to say a girl crush on this person, I used to say a girl crush on this person, and then I realised I was bi. It's like,
yeah,
you can't go on and on and on about girl crushes, assuming, oh, everyone thinks girls are hot, right? Without thinking, without finally being like, okay, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Do I need to think about this a bit more?
That's the thing with the amount that the like female form has been fetishized in the media, in the fucking world that we live in. You kind of think, well, everyone does fancy women.
Mm.
I always think like, am I projecting? But I kind of think everyone does fancy women. I kind of just think, no, don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
But then
I feel like it's the kind of thing that, sorry to interrupt.
No.
But I feel like everyone kind of can, you know how, because someone else said like, oh, I had a boy in my class be like, oh, I couldn't tell if he was attractive or not because like, you know, I don't fancy boys, but I can always tell when girls are attractive. And it's like, I think everyone can tell when girls are attractive because girls are constantly being ranked.
Yeah, but it's because you've been trained from such a young age to be able to appreciate, okay, well, she's hot, she's this type, she's hot, she's that type. Or, oh, she just needs to put on a bit more makeup, then she'd be hot. She just needs to lose a bit of weight, then she'd be hot. She just cut her hair, then she'd go from like a 4 to a 7. The idea of rating and kind of ranking women is like in our bones by now.
Yeah, God, that's horrible. yeah, for sure.
It is, because whereas for men it's like, yeah, he's hot.
Or is it kind of like, oh, the girls fancy him?
Or it's like, look at just any old fucking mediocre man.
Lin-Manuel. He's obviously a genius, yada yada, I don't care.
Don't feed the obsession.
But come off it. Like, he's hardly, if he was a woman, he would not be getting away with that, let me tell you.
He would not be playing Alexander Hamilton.
Well, no.
There's no way. But then, yeah, this is the thing. It's like, even the hottest guy, Zac Efron, walks onto the set of High School Musical 2. His peak.
Showing our age.
Yeah. He walks on and his hair and makeup didn't take even 10% of the time that the loser of the film, the female version, Kelsey, let's say, her makeup, and she's playing the loser, took literally like 70% longer than the hot main man.
Yeah.
Even to be the lamest of the loserest of the loserest has to work harder.
Yeah, to be a girl around here and show your face, we need to work on this.
Whereas it's like, oh, well, hot guy can just roll out of his trailer 10 minutes before he starts shooting, down the fucking drink, get on stage, has he even learned his lines? No, he's a star. He doesn't need to.
Uh-huh.
But Ashley Tisdale, if you mess up once, and I think you need a nose job, it's like, are you joking?
In the same way that you have to be the hottest person at the grocery store for some reason. It's like, not for some reason. We have the reasons. We know the reasons.
There are academic papers
texts on the reasons.
That was a bit from the last take. That we...
Glad we brought that back.
We acted that out for you.
Reenactment, historical reenactment of what could have been.
I love it when we slip so easily from like actual organic conversation to just like a little bit we've rehearsed. It's like, oh God.
That was a good bit, though, from the previous.
Yeah, it was a good bit. Shame it got cut because I got insecure.
Shame to lose it, you know? Okay, can I take us into a bit of a random point?
Mm-hmm.
Because this was a point that when I was looking through some of the messages, I gasped aloud. I audibly gasped when I saw this. And Seffy was like, what is it? And I said, I can't wait to share this message. So this person said, I slept with a girl for the first time ever last night. This is recent.
Crazy. Fucking crazy. It's like hot off the press.
Honestly. Someone alert the papers. I slept with a girl for the first time ever last night. And all I did was compare our body types. Which I just thought was... Give us a reaction.
This is so fascinating. I literally just think this is so fascinating because it's like, yo, we're so trained to fucking be rating women and being like, okay, we're so trained to compare ourselves to a friend. Oh, she's got better hair than me. She's got better boobs than me. She's got better legs than me. All of this stuff that obviously that's just even in the realm of sexual desire, that is just elevated to this level where it's like, now it's two women. They fancy each other. They're naked in bed together. And you're still going... Oh, but like her fucking, she's got better teeth than me. It's like, what is going on? Teeth, random thing.
It's funny trying to come up with safe things to say because you don't want to imply anything. We don't want to imply anything, do you?
I know, it's like,
make you feel bad about anything. I don't want to trigger you.
Literally, it's like, okay, go through every, she's got better elbows than me.
It's like, little do we know you've been upset about your teeth all day.
Literally.
So many people said that they're still unsure about their sexuality because they can't tell whether sometimes they're attracted to someone or they're just really jealous of someone or just like want to look like somebody. It's like, do I want to finger her or do I want to have her legs, for example?
I remember at school, I think it must have been like year 9, year 10 when like the introduction of like Twitter came to our school and like everyone started tweeting everything they thought.
God, really showing your age.
I know. It was like, right, okay, we're all going to get Twitter now and we're all going to like just tweet like, hungry right now, XD.
next day.
Or like when you would tweet things that would be like, oh my god, seeing Joe in the canteen, crazy about the sausage. I was like, what does it mean?
What does that mean? Inside jokes.
What does it mean?
She's so cool, she's got inside jokes with Joe.
Yeah, oh my god, I wish I had inside jokes with no, I don't think there's anyone called Joe at my school.
No, but you, when you said Joe, you were meaning
oh, I told you, I literally am being deadly serious when I say no more names from people from my school. It's getting so embarrassing.
Don't tell me the names then.
That was what I said ages ago and you're just remembering.
It's such a cheap laugh. I have to do it. Sorry.
The problem with Wing is she really remembers like names and things like that.
I just remember everything.
So now I've got to remember. I need to make a note of myself. There is a name in here that I need to cut. Because if that goes out.
Yeah. Also, it's the name. It's the hot guy.
Not the hot guy.
Making it work.
It really wasn't even like.
Yeah, you always told me that. The hottest guy in town.
Oh god, okay, twice. I literally was thinking to myself, next time she starts doing this, make a tally so you don't miss any of them.
Twice.
So now I've reminded me there's two of these that need to go.
You're hunting Horcruxes.
I'm hunting for names that I need to beep out of irrelevant mediocre boys from my school that I knew when I was like 12.
It's funny to say you always told me he was the hottest guy in town.
I didn't. There's nowhere told anyone.
No, I know. Oh, you've told me so much about him. That's really embarrassing.
He literally isn't. He's literally kind of just like the average Joe from the canteen. Funny about the sausage.
Yeah, you're all tweeting everything.
We were tweeting, and there was a girl from my school. You don't know her name, I don't think. Thank God. Otherwise, it'd be count three. and she tweeted, or she had liked a tweet, and I remember me and my friends being like, oh my God, crazy. Mm. She had liked a tweet that was like, do you ever see a girl and you don't know whether you want to be her or be on top of her? And I remember us being like, oh my God, like that is so crazy. Mm. Obviously, we're all just like fancying girls as well, being like, oh my God, please no one find out. No one find out.
Yeah.
But this girl was ahead of her time. That is literally it.
She was. She would have had a better time.
Of course she was. And also, we're all thinking it.
If only I could give her a shout out.
We all saw that tweet and thought, yeah, that's fucking it. But no, not me though. I fancy blah, blah, blah. No names.
No, you shall not be named.
Not even a name.
Nearly had you.
That's it. I think that's the patriarchy. That's how the patriarchy interacts with like lesbian desire or like fancying women. There is this blurred lines between seeing women as objects of desire and also seeing yourself within that. And then also, fuck, well, I also fancy this woman, but I should be seeing her as like a piece of meat. But I also should be seeing her like someone I actually want to have sex with, but in an actual way, in a similar way that I want to have sex with that man.
Mm. And I also should be seeing her in a way of she's my competition.
Yeah, I should be competing with her for that boy's attention. But I also don't want that boy's attention. I want her attention.
Mm.
But meanwhile, we're enemies. Quite a hot scenario, actually.
Mm, God, it's horrible.
That sums us up. We just literally...
It does sum us up, yeah. I don't like anything like...
Angsty
or evil. I don't like bad feelings.
I think when it comes to sex, I like evil bad feelings.
Sex...
I like anger and angst.
That's fine. I like passion.
Yeah.
But I don't want Malfoy, he's like going to kill everyone. He's trying to kill my mates.
I want Malfoy trying to kill everyone and my mates.
I almost think it's like, I'm not having sex with someone who is so arrogant as to assume. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you kind of need to be thanking your lucky stars for being with me. And if you're evil, then you won't be.
I think they need to be definitely thanking their lucky stars. But also...
embarrassing.
I think they need to definitely, one on my list, be thanking their lucky stars.
Lucky stars.
Two, be an evil maniac that's trying to kill everyone I love. And three, preferably in a dark room with kind of like red light, like that scene in Hamilton under a street lamp. Her mouth is on mine and I can't say no.
Oh my God.
Stunning.
No. I'm going to say this was a point that was made in the last take and we... think that it's too good for you to not hear it. Although
100% it's amazing.
Don't get too excited. It's not that good of a point.
It shocked me.
It did shock you.
I was caught off guard by this. I thought, oh my God, that's something to like really think about.
So much so we had to delete the take. Okay, so this person said, I always like girls that look like me more than others. Is that weird? Is it a random thought? It's a pattern. And it reminded me, and I probably got this wrong last time I said it, that we deleted, and I'm probably going to get it wrong again, but I think it's in Girl, Woman, Other, where one of the women is black and she's talking about how she always goes for blonde women who are, I presume, white. Could be butchering it. And I think it's from that book. Could be from anywhere. Honestly, I could have just made it out. It could have had been a dream I had, frankly. Who knows at this point? It's like a myth at this point. It's old mythology.
Mm.
The crux... First crux of the episode.
Nice. We've been waiting.
I've been waiting for the crux patiently. The crux is that someone basically says to her, well, that type that you have that is the opposite of you, you're always attracted to the opposite of yourself, is actually your attraction is rooted in your self-loathing.
Mm.
And it's just interesting because, for example, if you have blonde hair and you... brunette girls are just my type, I just always go for girls with like dark hair, maybe you feel a certain way about your blonde hair that you didn't know, maybe it's self-loathing, maybe it's nothing, who knows, but just an interesting point. Was that as world shaking as we were looking for? I don't know.
I think it is world shaking. I actually do think that is world shaking, because especially with like same-sex relationships, there's this idea that you should be going for like an opposite of you. Like, there's this idea of like, okay, so there should be someone that is like masculine and there should be someone that's feminine.
Mm.
If you look too similar, then I think people start to be like, I don't know, there's this fucked up thing of like, oh, do you want to date yourself then?
Is that narcissism?
Yeah, which is just such a fucked up...
I kind of would, but also I wouldn't, don't worry.
It's just a weird thing that it's almost like you can just never win, because it's like what society basically wants from you is there to be as close to a man or woman as possible. So it's like, okay, well, if there's kind of someone that fits more traditionally into like a masculine role and someone that fits more traditionally into a feminine role, society will be still really unhappy with you, but more happy than they would be if you were both two like femme girls. They'd be like, well, you're just a narcissistic dating yourself.
And you're just putting on a show for all the men.
Yeah, it's a male gaze. You're just trying to be hot. You're just playing into the fetishization of like hot girls fucking each other. So I definitely think that's just such an interesting thing, with the idea of difference being often rooted in like a self-hatred, and then how that plays into desire, like even in a subconscious way, is so interesting.
Well, it pulls back to comparison as well, doesn't it? Because that person said they always like girls that look like them.
So interesting.
Because, and also there was someone who was talking about kind of going for people who look like, what it's like, you're going for someone who you think looks like you but better, so you're trying to rewrite your kind of flaws or your existence or your perceived shittiness
with their perceived perfection
and kind of get with the better version of you. Yeah,
I just find desire, I think it is my it let's be real, it is my favorite subject, just like who you find hot, why you find that hot. And just, it's like, why? Like, what made you love that?
Yeah, why? I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, I guess we'll never know. But it's so, like, diverse, I think. Like, it's such, there are so many...
facets.
Yeah, there's so many reasons why somebody could be born and they end up being, like, an adult in the world, liking a very specific kind of person. It's like...
Yeah.
It's, I just find it mental. Or it's like, there's a reason why... you would be like, I find that scene with Lin-Manuel Miranda gross, and I'm like, I find that very hot. Like, I wonder what that is.
Yeah. Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
No, I mean, I know why I find it repulsive, because it is repulsive.
Oh, no, yeah, exactly. And I can name the things that I find hot about it.
Yeah.
Or I know, I can name the things that I should find gross about it. But, like, I wonder what it actually is, the driving thing behind me liking those things and you not liking those things.
Yeah.
It seems so arbitrary that I would find that hot.
We could write essay on essay, yeah.
Or like one of the, I think we've spoken about this before, but I was speaking about it the other day, just in terms of like women finding two men having sex really hot.
Yeah.
Like in terms of the best love stories I've ever, that have like affected me in a huge way, would be like Call Me By Your Name, Brokeback Mountain, and fucking God's Own Country that I watched like fucking 6 months ago and it broke my heart. Like, I think the love stories that I'm most affected by and that actually make me just like feel so much are so often two gay men, and it's like, I don't know what the fuck that is. And it's, and then it's like that being such a popular category in porn, and then also like the reverse of two of a man watching like lesbian porn is so common, but that's because of the fetishization of like lesbians in our society. But there's no real fetishization of gay men. There is definitely, but not in the same way. And I just find it such an interesting thing because it's people seem to have like strong opinions of like, I love that as a story, but I don't find it hot, or like, yeah. I don't see myself in that, so it's not sexual to me.
Mm.
But I just, I don't know.
I agree.
I don't know if that's problematic. I don't know if that is interesting. I don't know if that is whatever.
I think everything is problematic, frankly. I think everything is problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this person said, I thought this point was really interesting. Someone said, to be honest, I didn't know it was attraction. So I don't know what exactly the question was, but I think it was something along the lines of how has, like, if you're attracted to women or if you've ever had a quote-unquote girl crush, how has that attraction been impacted by the sexualization of women?
Mm-hmm.
And this person said, to be honest, I didn't know it was attraction. I thought it was strategically clever to befriend beautiful women so they wouldn't be my competition, which I just thought was funny.
They thought they were a master manipulator.
Yeah, but also you're not clever enough to see that you'll still find competition amongst your friends. If anything, it would just be much more painful and excruciating and sour.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was really interesting.
That's really interesting that you kind of thought they were doing like a whole scheme.
One-upping the patriarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if I just climb my way to the top.
It's like, welcome to Goes Without Saying, pull up a chair with Steffi and Wing.
I find it funny, like the realization of desire, that because I think it comes late as in like you formed relationships with both men and women by the time that you realize, okay, God, I'm attracted to them. Like, I think it's interesting when people look back, people that are now like, okay, I'm bi, or like I might be bi, or like I'm realizing that desire works on a spectrum that cannot be broken down into like the stupidness of like gender. So I just think it's interesting when people get to like whatever age that you're kind of working that out and then think, oh my God, that's why I didn't like that girl in tennis. That's why I didn't like that fucking girl in tennis. I was like, oh, she's such a bitch. But it's like, oh God, actually, I really fancied that girl in tennis.
It was all you.
Yeah. I just find it really funny. It's like, oh my God, I just loved my old teacher. Oh my God, I loved my old teacher. I was like, oh, I had a crush on my teacher.
You were in love with her.
Yeah, I had a crush on my teacher.
You were embusted.
Yeah. I just think it's funny because it seems to be such a realization. And I think a lot of people were saying that in the DMs. Like, oh, I got to this age and I'm like working out that I'm bi, or like I realized that I was bi. And that's why I kind of always had like either a resentment or like a kind of always had like a kind of person I was obsessing over, or like a bit of a special friend throughout my whole childhood. Like, no, you fancied each other. Like,
yeah, you were in love. Yeah. Yeah.
Or like, I always hated this lesbian girl in my town. It's like, yeah, you're jealous of her because she was living her true self and you wanted to do that.
You thought you were the lesbian in town. Yeah. There were a lot of messages, actually. Some people, it's funny, someone was like, I didn't realize I was bi until I was 20, like so late, like, oh my blah, 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 blah. Someone else, their message saying, yeah, I didn't realize I was bi until I was 31 or whatever. It's like,
none of these are late.
Yeah. Yeah. None of these are late in today's society.
What's late? It's like, by whose clock are you living by? You're late for what appointment?
Well, in a world that's telling you to be a very narrow, be anything other than yourself, just be completely everything that you are, everything you've ever thought, the whole way that you feel, wrong. You need to switch it. You need to be anything else but yourself.
Then anything before your death is early.
Yeah, exactly. The minute you can challenge that, it's not late at all.
No, it's actually just incredible at any age.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's hearing things like, oh my God, at 20 I'm late, it's like, oh God.
Oh, Jesus, thanks for making me feel bad.
20? Yeah, you're a child. Don't worry about it. You've got a lot of realizations to come. And also at 30 as well, it's like, 30.
Yeah, and even to be old, is it more powerful to do it when you're fucking on your, not on your deathbed, because that's sad, but like nearing the end of your life, to reclaim it then is powerful.
Seeing stories of people like embracing themselves at like what is seen as like an older age is inspiring. It's why Caitlyn Jenner was like fucking Women of the Year and shit like that. It's like, yeah, it takes a lot of strength on that scale as well. Multiply the strength by a million. It takes a lot of strength to at what, 50 something, be like, I actually think I've been living somewhat of a lie right now. It's not the same as at 18 being like, okay, I think I'm bi or something like that. It's realizing,
oh yeah, totally different struggles. Yeah,
but at a later age being like, okay, I'm gonna live authentically now.
Well, hopefully there's some sort of liberation that comes with age as well, in the sense that it's like, oh, nothing fucking matters anymore. Like, you realize your mortality because you're being confronted with it, and it's like, oh fuck it, I'm not watching myself run out of time.
Well, it's like you start realizing there's going to be a point where I don't have a choice here. I'm going to be dead. So do I make the decision now? So this is one that I really liked. Someone said, I admitted to my boyfriend when I was 16 that I actually really liked one of my female mates. And he said, that's so hot, I'd watch you make out. Like, what the fuck? I told you I fancy someone else. He let me pursue her because it was fit that I liked women whilst I was crying over how she didn't fancy me and my own boyfriend didn't seem to care that I wanted someone else or an open relationship.
Fuck me.
I'm happy to hear that you were 16 at the time and that wasn't like, my husband.
Oh my God, yeah, well, it's happening.
Isn't that fucked?
It's definitely happening. Yeah, that is fucked. It's crazy. I feel a bit at a loss for words. Can you tell?
I just think that's so fucked up that it's like, I could tell you, like, men really don't see women as, they see them purely as objects of desire, not as people that can desire things. Like, they purely see someone be like, oh, I fancy this other woman. And the man's like, that's cute. Like, yeah, cute.
He thinks he's hit the fucking jackpot. Yeah. He's buzzing.
It's so odd. It's so odd that it's like.
He got his dick out. The minute you said, I have something to tell you, it's about another girl. He said, oh, keep talking.
Yeah, literally.
I like where you're going with this.
Oh God, it makes me sick.
I like the sound of that.
He's literally unzipping his jeans. He's like, call her over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's something that's really disgusting about a woman telling a man what she wants and him just being like, oh my God, that's going to benefit me big time. Like, nice.
Yeah, yeah, nice, yeah.
It's like, no, I'm telling you I fancy her. It's not for you. Like, believe it or not, me liking this woman is not for your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a realization about myself. It's not about your dick.
I hate it.
More than anything. Literally more than anything. Also 16, it's like, I'm sure.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, as I said, I'm glad you were.
Wonder how old they are now.
Yeah.
16 and a half.
It's like, they are now, yeah, literally 17, gutting.
It was a couple of weeks ago.
And he let her pursue her because it was fit.
Oh, I hate it. Ew. I hate everything about it. I'm sorry.
I hope you did just dump him and then just fully just date her.
Well, it's hard as well because you're going through it in that situation with, not only do you, so you want someone who doesn't want you, but also your boyfriend now doesn't give a shit that you're not interested. So your whole ego is shattered now. You're super confused. It's not good, is it?
It's not a good one.
This is why teenagers' feelings are valid. I'll scream it from the fucking rooftops.
Yeah. I love now it's pivoted from your feelings are valid to teenagers' feelings are valid.
Teenagers, I now speak directly to you. I know you're listening.
Your feelings are valid. They are.
I now speak directly to you, yeah.
Because also that happening when you're 16, it's like, on one hand, it's like, yeah, I'm glad you're not married. I'm glad you don't have kids with him. And he's like, fit, fuck your best friend, let me watch. I'm glad that's not happening. But also that happening at a 16-year-old relationship is quite formative. And it's like, that's going to continue. Whether you continue a relationship with him or not, that kind of insecurity is going to follow in other relationships, that you're having sex with your current boyfriend and you're thinking, do you want to watch me kind of finger your ex-girlfriend as well? Like, what is going on here?
I wonder how the situation has changed now, because things are much more progressive, but in some ways a lot more like performatively progressive than when we were at school, when we were 16. And I wonder how many people are in situations where they've had something similar happen, but the boyfriend is saying, yeah, no worries, like whatever, blah blah blah, and performing like wokeness and like performing being a supportive partner
and then going off to wank about it later
because they don't want you to run off, say I'm homophobic, whatever, blah blah blah, yeah, and then he's still wanking about the whole thing anyway, probably.
Or he'd be like, that's amazing, let's have a threesome, I'm so supportive.
Yeah exactly. So true.
God, it's actually,
he said, that's amazing, I love lesbians. I'm such an ally.
I'm not homophobic because my girlfriend's a lesbian.
I'm not homophobic because I wanked a lesbian porn.
Yeah, it's, oh my God, it actually makes me feel sick.
Oh dear.
I don't know, that's not relevant really.
I want to hear it.
This isn't about girl crushes, but it's about sexuality as a whole. Just, I kind of, I don't know.
Go on, say it. Be brave.
I don't know if it's for this episode, but it's something I always think about.
Yeah.
Just the double standards with like bisexuality or like a fluidity within your sexuality. The double standards within gender of that. So it's like the fetishization of women that are bi and, oh, it's hot, it's sexy, www.lesbianporn.com, all the boys are wanking. And then the double standards of, if a boy was to be like, I'm bi, it's suddenly they're gay in society's eyes now. They're gay. Whereas a girl, it's like, oh, it's a phase, it's a hot phase that benefits men.
It's a performance, it's this, it's that, it's fake, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Well, if it's a woman, oh, she's lying. If it's a man, he's definitely telling the truth.
Yeah. Literally.
The last thing someone would do would be lie about their sexuality. Oh no, silly girl, you're not bi. You just want to kiss girls at parties to show off for the boys.
That's nothing. Yeah, exactly. Get some like hot points.
Mm-hmm. once again, the world is unfair.
It's a bad place, isn't it? It's a really bad place.
Yeah, sometimes. I'm scrimping at my barrels. Sorry. Yeah, go on. Scrimping at my barrels, not the phrase.
Are we feeling aligned?
I'm feeling aligned with you. Are you not feeling aligned with me? Am I making you feel bad?
No. I'm just thinking, are we not aligned?
I'm just not giving you much to feed off of, which I'm aware of, and I apologise, but I just have nothing to say. I love when these conversations get recorded.
So embarrassing. It's like, if we accidentally left this bit in.
It's really funny hearing it back. Yeah.
Well, maybe we should just slow it down.
Okay.
Why don't we just go in, like, who's your ultimate girl crush?
Okay, go on. Right, who's your ultimate girl crush?
It's kind of the ultimate... not the point of the episode. Kind of ridiculous.
Yeah,
everything we've said really important up till now we're just gonna talk about hot girls.
Yeah, perfect. That's what I like to hear. Go on, you go first.
I don't know, this is the fucking problem. I don't know.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh, do you have one that likes...
I don't know, because I'm tainted now by everything we've just said. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, oh, I fucking love her tits.
I don't know, kind of everyone.
Because some people were saying, like, how they use girl crush is to be someone that they, like, look up to and admire and, like, would like to be like, which I don't think is...
Kind of Oprah. It's like, you're not trying to finger Oprah, but she's your girl crush.
But then I wouldn't use it as girl crush then.
Well, no, you wouldn't.
You would never hear me utter seriously the words girl crush, but I also...
Well, I'm about to ask you.
But I think... Oprah is my fucking god, my icon, my idol. I love her so much. Kind of, I want her to tuck me into bed and give me like a hot milk. Delicious.
Mm. Oh, that sounds horrible.
And read me a bedtime story.
Very intense.
I kind of want her to, I want to go and stay at her house and harvest some vegetables from her vegetable garden. She's not my crush. But my crush, I don't have a girl crush, but it's like, yeah, okay, well, I fancy kind of Jodie Comer.
Right, love. She's your girl crush.
No, she's not. She's just straight up crush.
You go on and on about your girl crush, Jodie Comer. All you ever say is your girl crush, Jodie Comer. Well, it's interesting. Okay, let's think about it then like this. It's not necessarily a crux I'm giving you, but it's just a talking point. Crush, you'll happily use that term. Girl crush has different connotations because, yeah, over the course of the past like 10 years, society has turned it into something super trivial and a bit ridiculous, and it's been fetishized and whatever, yada, yada, yada. The artists are still with us. But why could we reclaim it and say, why is it when you put girl in front of a crush, it suddenly becomes a joke?
Because I
and
think
actually
it's...
I'm happy to say girl crush. Like, I'm going to start using girl boss as well. I don't know if I know.
I can't get on board with it.
No, I'm joking. But also, like, part of me also hates the self-loathing that then comes with it. Like, it takes us 10... So the first 5 years we spend, I've got a girl crush, I'm a girl boss, super happy about it. Then the next 5 years we spend, oh, no, that was wrong, we'd say girl boss, oh, I don't like girl crush, that's silly. Then the next 5 years we spend, it's so embarrassed, oh, I can't believe I used to say girl boss, it's so embarrassing. It's like, why can't we just have a nice time and just speak freely and just, like, if you want to be a fucking girl boss, you're a fucking girl boss. If you want to have a fucking girl crush, have a fucking girl crush. And the whole thing is going to be problematic and you might also have fun. I don't care.
I completely agree. But I also think, can't you just be like, it's a crush? You just, it's like, I know it's just like a language thing, but it's almost just like.
It is a crush, but it's also like.
You're not a girl boss. You're a boss. It's those sort of things that it just separates a man boss and a girl boss.
But what if you are a girl boss? What if you are a girl boss, though?
But also, why is it girl and not woman? Like, it's just so odd.
All right, be a woman boss then.
But just be a boss then.
No one's using your language, though, let me tell you.
Doesn't quite have a ring to it. But it's just like, but just be a boss. Like, I just don't see why it needs.
I agree.
Call yourself whatever you want. I'm not going to be the person that says, actually don't, but.
I agree. But then I also think, like, spending 5 years then going against all the girl bosses or the people who are catching up to the conversation on why they might not like the idea of girl crush actually, then ends up creating another angle of like annoyance between all the girls. It's like, once again, the girls are fighting.
Yeah, no, completely. Well, also it's like, it's not a thing to be like, oh my God, you said girl crush, cringe.
It's not. But give it 5 years. I mean, after this podcast, let's see what fucking happens. We're going to fucking
cause a storm. We've got it abolished from the dictionary.
The revolution is coming.
Let's have another drink, son.
To the revolution. Oh my God, I hate it. Do you get what I mean though?
Completely. It's not one of those terms. It's like, if someone said girl crush, I don't think I'd be, oh my God. Yeah. But I think it is one of those things I slightly wince over. Just kind of, it slightly makes me think. It's just the patriarchy.
Well, there are real issues with it. I don't want to undermine that. But you get what I mean.
It's putting a slight pause on a really wholesome thing of, oh my God, I really fancy that girl. Or if you're going to use it, I really admire that girl. I really would like to look like that girl. I'm having a wholesome feeling of sexual desire towards a woman. Well, it's a girl crush. What? Do you say that? Is it a boy crush?
Yeah. I do quite like it though, actually.
I think it just takes away from the autonomy of your desire.
I totally agree.
Like, no, it's not girl crush. I'm going to have sex with her.
But I do think girls are better than everyone else. And so I'm not surprised that they have their own, that there's certain terminology that comes with girls. And I think it depends on the intent. It depends on if it's a man speaking about girl crushes, I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Ew.
Do you know what I mean?
Imagine what that would be. So babe, who's your girl crush?
But if you started saying Jodie Comer's my girl crush, I kind of think there is a bit of power in it. I don't know.
When it's celebrities, I feel like it's different as well.
It's almost like, she's my queen. It's like, she's not your queen. Queen Elizabeth is your queen, and do not speak treason upon her. But like, she's not actually your queen, but the lingo is fine.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, she's not actually your girl crush, she's just a woman that you fancy, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But again, yeah, girl crush is completely invalidating. I don't know. It's yeah. They're two in the same, not the phrase.
Who's
my girl crush?
Who's your girl crush?
I honestly am struggling because I genuinely think like most women on earth are my girl crush. Like, I find it a bit hard. I don't want to say one and then be like, oh, but it's also that one and that one and that one. Like, I would go on and on. It's too much.
Exactly.
I don't think I'm like indecisive in the Libra way indecisive. I actually don't. I think I'm really good at like making decisions. It's me clicking my fingers, probably annoying. But I think I can make a decision pretty promptly, I think. But when it comes to like choosing favourites, I don't like it because I don't want someone to think they're not my favourite. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. I'm not afraid to throw around some names.
So all the girl crushes are my girl crush. So Jodie, that's a really strong one, I think.
It's super strong. Yeah, yeah.
Jodie Comer, yeah.
Like, also, it's one of those things like, yeah, she's not my, it's just not phase, but I can throw around fucking millions of them. I also watched, what's it called?
You know who's my girl crush?
Who?
And I think this is a really, in the same way that Jodie Comer is, I think it's a really similar energy and it's a very common girl crush. And I reckon I'll score some points with it, whoever agrees with me, is Gillian Anderson.
Yeah, you've scored the points with me. She's hit a
home fucking run,
honestly.
Couldn't be more stunning.
Have you been watching Sex Education?
No, I haven't. I'm saving it
because I often can't decide. I believe the term is bi panic. I heard on fucking TikTok once.
Mm,
but
you don't know who's hotter.
I don't know who's hotter, Gillian Anderson or her like boyfriend in it. I don't know his name. Oh, his name's Jacob.
Oh, that's hot.
And he's very hot. He was like, I think he was like a plumber or something. And then they're kind of, he was like her plumber or something. No, he's hot though. Well, like electrician.
Oh God.
He's a handyman, let's say.
Oh, okay. I see what they're doing there. Yeah.
He's very hot. And so she, and it's, I literally, it'll be like them just stood next to each other. And it's like, I don't know who I'd go for in a room.
What's going on here? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh God.
It's too much.
Got to make a choice, have I?
And do you have to make a choice? I don't think you do.
I don't think, well, especially not with a TV show, I don't need to make a choice. they don't care what I decide.
I think they're about to come into the room, actually. I think you need to...
Is Gillian or Jacob? It's like, I don't know.
I think one of them's going to be sentenced to death if you don't choose.
But yeah, I completely agree. Do you know someone else that I think is quite a popular one, but also just like so stuns? Zoe Kravitz.
That is really popular, yeah. I remember you saying that before. I remember you saying she was the most stunning woman alive.
So stunning. I think she is the most stunning woman alive.
You know who else is a popular one? Rihanna. Oof. Can we tie these women together? Is it just that we like kind of powerful, like impressive?
Yeah.
Kind of quite charming women. Charismatic, like a charismatic beauty about them.
The power of it.
Mm.
Someone wrote in saying that they... watch the woman in when they watch porn, they watch the woman, but they like it because it's not that they're sexually attracted to her, but they find it empowering to see a confident woman like naked having sex.
Oh, that's nice. I wish I could do that.
And I was gonna just say, what porn are you watching?
Yeah, that's the opposite of my experience.
Yeah, what porn is that where the woman seems empowered? Because usually it's like they're literally getting their head like flushed down a fucking toilet. But I just thought, that kind of is it.
There's a nice sweet spot there, isn't there? When you're not threatened by a woman's power.
Mm.
There's no competition. It's a rare moment, I guess, for women.
Well, that's maybe why it's people like Rihanna that are so far above kind of the average fucking person. They're so far above that they're literally... they've elevated to like God status, that it's like, okay, well, I can fancy her because she's obviously completely unattainable, that I can't feel unhappy about her success because she is worlds apart from me.
It's literally fucking Rihanna. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just like, oh, my girl crush is the girl that works in Starbucks that served me the other day.
Yeah.
Fuck, I fancy her. Should I get her number? That's a real fucking thing.
No, instead you're saying like, oh my God, she's so like, she's got this and this and this.
She looked great at the Met Gala.
Yeah, for fuck's sake. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, actually, I don't know whether this is a point. I'm not going to go so far as to say it's a crux, because it's definitely not.
Go on, don't doubt it.
I do find it interesting that when girls talk about girl crushes, it is more often than not about celebrities or fictional characters.
Mm.
Like, it's not ever really... my girl crush is like my neighbor's friend.
The girl down the street.
It's never that.
It's the opposite of girl next door vibes.
It is. Whereas like fancying men and boys, I feel like it can be, oh my God, the guy that fucking served me in Sainsbury's today. Oh my God, he was so hot. Or like that guy there is so hot. Or that guy there that I work with is hot, whatever. And I think you can do that with girls, but it's to be like, I have a crush on them. It's almost like it's so much more common for girls to be talking about celebrities or like these sort of people that feel very distant. And I almost feel like, is that a way of women allowing themselves to have sexual feelings for women because they're so detached from them?
I think so.
That it will never really happen. But then it's, oh, I can fancy them and their boyfriend won't get threatened.
Yeah. And also it's an opportunity for you to share your sexuality publicly or freely without being shamed for it. So you and all of your friends can sit around talking about your girl crushes. Mm. Mine's Jodie Comer, mine's Rihanna, blah, blah, blah. And neither of you are scared that now you're going to be labelled as like a lesbian. Oh my God, she's a weirdo, blah, 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 blah. That's why I think it is a bit of a springboard for people to have a bit of leg room, hopefully, in exploring their sexuality before...
diving headfirst into that, yeah.
Like, just quite safely, I guess.
Well, it's kind of picture the room of girls going around, you're at whatever, you're 18 years old, you're going around, oh yeah, I fancy Rihanna, oh, yeah, Jodie Comer, Zoe Kravitz, whatever, and then goes, oh yeah, but I fancy
you, actually.
Yeah, oh my God, it's you.
Oh, I fancy you. Oh no, I fancy Sarah from Max.
That, yeah.
Oh God, no. Well, now we're talking. Yeah. Now we're in trouble. The energy has changed.
Now suddenly everyone's...
now no one wants to get changed in front of you. You fucking freak.
Now everyone's texting each other, oh my God, can't believe she said that.
Can't believe she just said that.
She looked at me in the changing room.
Yeah. I don't want to sleep in the same room as her. can someone get her mum to pick her up?
I honestly remember conversations like that at school, like, oh my god, did you see that girl looked at me in the train? It's just like, mm-hmm.
So much,
so fucked up. Meanwhile, we're all fucking shaking because it's like,
you're next,
god, don't let them find out.
Well, I hope that in loads of ways that's changed. I know that school, and I think friendship groups in general, I guess just society, is still like insanely problematic, but definitely things are changing. Just the dialogue is insanely different now. Like, if someone walked into school, someone turned up at the sleepover and said, oh, my girl crush is Jodie Comer, they'd be like, all right, millennial, shut up, boomer. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it'd be quite an embarrassing thing to say at sleepover. Guys, I've got a secret.
It's embarrassing. It's like, what generation are you from?
Got some gossip for you.
You fucking loser.
I really fancy Rihanna. It's like, okay.
I don't think that's what the kids are saying these days.
No. Has anyone watched the latest series of Sex Education? I could not decide.
Yeah. Stick out like a sore fucking thumb. Honestly, a policewoman pretending yeah. to be a fucking child catching paedophiles on Facebook.
Literally.
It's so embarrassing.
That is so funny, yeah.
Like, policeman pretending to buy weed. It's like, you're sticking out like a sore fucking thumb.
Yeah.
And I think that's us now talking about girl crushes.
I agree as well. I believe a common one is Zoe Kravitz.
They're like, who? Lenny who? They've got Lenny no who? Idea.
So embarrassing.
It is really embarrassing. I had a breakdown about my birthday, can I say, since we're talking about age?
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to say also, let me just say, I know this is like tucked into the middle of the episode now, but I do want to say thank you to everyone who sent messages on my birthday, like the DMs. Everyone was really, really nice. It really made me feel better because I spent the whole time crying. I had a big breakdown on my birthday. So much so we had to cancel our dinner reservations.
That's horrible.
Which is quite crazy, I think. Mm. So thanks, really.
That's when you really know it's like, let's call it quits now. Like, let's end. Yeah. Let's quit while we're ahead.
Honestly, just take the L and move on.
Yeah.
Maybe next year. But I hope you guys are well.
Wait, no, so what happened? Do you want to talk more about that? Like, what actually went on?
Well, it was not... The thing is, it's not really deep. And now I'm not directly speaking to you, the young ones. I'm speaking to anyone, like, who's ever felt this way before, which I'm assuming if you're, like, 20 and under, you've never felt this way. But I had this thing in my head, I think. Because for a while, I was joking with Sefi about, like, Botox and stuff. And we were talking about how, like, aging, like you losing your youth is, like, you losing all of your social capital as a woman and blah, blah, blah. Mm. But I don't really think that's what has bothered me, because that's still a way away. IMO, if you think I'm an old hag and a spinster, then keep it to yourself. But for me, I think I'm fine. I've got a few years. But for me, it was more so about I realized that I knew 25 was like in the distance. I knew 25 was coming. I just think I never actually thought it would come and I would be 25. Like, I always knew, like, oh yeah, one day you'll be 25. But it was kind of, by the time you're 25, or like, or one day when you're 25, it's like, no, like, the day came.
Yeah.
The day wasn't good. The day came and went. And I also spent a lot of time thinking, like, God, I just had, like, it just feels like quite a closing chapter, even though it's obviously, like, the chapters are always turning, guys, goes without saying, but just very much felt like my very, like, immediate, like, fresh youth, my baby youth, is done. And, like, I can't go back and rewrite anything. I can't scratch anything out or add anything on or change anything or remove some things that I didn't like or shift things slightly so it makes more sense or it feels a bit nicer. Like, it's done. It's permanent. And life is permanent and it's going to come for me and I'm going to keep being 25, 26 and onwards, touch wood, if I'm so lucky. No matter how I feel about it, you're going to be confronted with aging.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I hope that for all of us listening. And it just hit me, I think.
Mm.
And I also said, like, the irony of spending your whole birthday, of your whole 25th birthday, crying about all the time you've wasted being sad was not lost on me. But I really did have to spend a long time crying about all the time I've wasted being sad. And I hope now I'm going to find some sort of, like, kind of the liberation that was talking about earlier, of, like, as you get older. I know I'm still insanely young, obviously. It goes without saying, frankly. But I think there's some sort of liberation in just being like, look, Nobody's coming, Harry. Oh, someone actually said, I haven't replied. Someone said, oh, there's this pointless asking it here, but if anyone knows when that episode is from, can someone say? Because everyone's trying to find that bit and I don't know where that's from.
Yeah, we were trying to find the quote of nobody's coming, Harry.
When was that said? When was that first uttered?
When was that moment? When was that said?
Does anyone know?
Too many hours of stuff to search through.
Please let us know.
If anyone listened to that recently, just let us know where that is.
But I kind of had that as a moment on the day, just like, no one's coming. It's all on me. On to the next one, I guess. So anyway.
Also, from what you were saying, stop me at any point.
Never.
I feel like from what you were saying, it's like you...
Sorry.
Beep.
Wrong. Couldn't have got it more wrong. Sorry.
Golden buzzer.
Again, cheap laugh.
I feel like what you were saying was that you kind of had... I think we all kind of have this idea of like when you feel like your youth is ended, that you wanted everything to be like wrapped in a neat little bow afterwards. Like, oh, that was the perfect story of my childhood and youth. And now I'm 25. I'm a young woman entering the world.
Yeah.
And you were saying like, oh, there are just some strings that like need to be tied still. That it was just like, it's almost quite frustrating to be like, I wanted by the time I'm 25 for that chapter to be just like chef's kiss, perfect. I dealt with everything and now I'm entering this new chapter as the perfect version of me.
Yeah,
but like obviously that's not the reality of life. And you hit whatever age and you're like, fuck, I actually am still in chaos and there's loads of shit that I want to sort. But it's like things don't happen like that. Things, it's the reality of, oh, I'm not living in a movie. I don't get a season finale.
Yeah. Agreed.
Where I sort it all out and I move on to series two and I'm starting from a fresh, like, perfect slate. It's just like a weird realization.
It is weird, yeah. It was just weird. I mean, I look forward to Seffies.
Oh god.
25.
I've cried every single birthday for the last, I think, 10 years.
Well, let's not do that this year then.
Yeah, I want to do a thing. I did have a thought of, I kind of want to adopt a cat on my birthday.
I know. And I also had a thought of like, I'm going to have to sort out Sefi a cat for her birthday. But every time we speak about this, you're now ruining the surprise more and more and more. And like, I'm going to have to say to you before, it's not happening. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
For real, don't get excited.
But the thing is, I have wanted a cat for so long now. And what I mean by so long isn't just like, oh, like 6 months, like since the age of like four, I've wanted a cat. To adopt a cat.
Of your own, yeah.
So badly. Yeah, and I had to. Quentin, who's named after Quentin Tarantino, and Kirby, who's named after that fucking Nintendo thing called Kirby. And they were my loves. I adopted them and they both died sad deaths. And I cried so much. And I loved them so much. And I just think I'm getting to the point where...
We're itching for cats, yeah.
I need a cat of my own.
Yeah.
But I also don't know if I'm at the point where...
That's the right thing to do. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where I can do that. Like, I still live in London. I live in London. Like, I have quite a... I'm out quite sometimes. I don't know. It's just... I don't know. I just really fucking want one. And I just would love a birthday where I'm not crying.
Fuck, okay. So I'm getting Sefi a cat for her birthday then. Great. Well, that settles it then.
So on my birthday, guys, if you send a cat to the address... I just think birthdays are weird. Like, you're not even lucky because your other birthdays could have been, like, kind of... You're hit with mortality in a different way.
I've always loved aging.
Yeah.
I have. That's the thing. It's the similar... It's my... So my overriding thing with birthdays is like, wow, I'm so lucky to be moving on to like good things. Like, thank God I got through that sadness, like blah, 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 on to the next. Great. Birthdays were always like moving on, like moving through like all this shit. Like, great, I can see the end. Whereas now it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know why it felt like a bit of a milestone where I felt like...
It's a big one.
God, all of that time I spent dealing with X, Y, and Z is just horrible.
It's pointless.
But anywho, I just want to make a note for you smug 21, 22-year-olds who think it's never coming. It's going to come for you. Unless you die and I don't want that for you.
No.
It's coming for you.
Also, this is the weird thing.
And I just genuinely thought it wouldn't come for me. And I knew it would be one day, but then it actually came.
And also the weird bit is the best case scenario is that you keep getting older.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The best case scenario is that you're fucking 27.
Yeah.
You're 28, then you're 30, then you're fucking 45.
50, 60, 70.
Then you're 87.
Yeah, we should be so lucky.
And I honestly think I felt shit about aging, or like shit about the pressure of a birthday and like how you should be feeling on that day since I was like 12. So actually, since I had my Lord of the Rings birthday party when I was like six, and some girl, not gonna say her name, sang along to the music and I threw a bowl of Smarties in the air and started crying saying, you're ruining everything.
Why?
Because I was like, don't sing or something. I don't really know.
You are so scary, honestly. Like, you are so nuts.
I know.
You are so hard to please.
I agree. And because also that birthday party, I think, was one of the highlights of my life.
It sounds like the best thing ever for you.
I had a cake. How great is it? I had a cake. Spoiler, I was obsessed. Just the context you need, I was obsessed with Lord of the Rings when I was a kid. I had a cake with Gollum on and Sam and Frodo with a button that you pressed and it would say, "My precious."
Wow.
And then we did pin the tail on the donkey, but we did pin the tail on Shadowfax.
Who the fuck is that?
Who is Gandalf's horse.
Oh, right.
Stunning. Literally, who the fuck is that? And everyone was going mental.
It's nickname.
Oh, God. God, these names need to stop.
That's three now, I think.
That's three. No, I think it might. I think we're three potentially looking for four.
Okay.
I'm scared I've missed one.
Say four to be safe, but you're going to be looking all day and all night for the final Horcrux.
But I am now, I'm kind of thinking for my 25th, because my like Lord of the Rings birthday party was the best thing I've ever done. Do I do a Lord of the Rings party?
Yeah, we'll rewrite it. And I'll dress as Gollum for you and I'll run around getting you my precious. My precious.
And you have to wear a little bold cap.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can be my King Frodo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, I might dress as Frodo for my 25th birthday. Nothing says adulthood like a Lord of the Rings birthday party where you're dressed as Frodo.
Oh my God. Well, that's a nice end, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Bit weird.
Really weird. Really, I think this has been a weird episode.
Weird energy from the both of us, I think.
I think weird energy from the both of us.
And for that, I can only apologise.
So, well, if you don't hear from us.
Also, no, I've done it now. I've said it. It's all done.
Go on.
I was just going to keep going on about birthdays and no one wants that.
No, let's do birthdays. I honestly think, fuck the weird energy. Let's roll with it.
Okay. Well, I was going to say about my birthday. It's funny because I'm at the best. My life is the best it's ever been.
Yeah.
I just felt so sad. I'm still a bit confused. I've come to a few conclusions about being confronted with something that you never really thought was coming and thinking about the time you've wasted. Those are the two I've got so far. I'm not asking for you to try and diagnose me because I think that will make me feel worse. Mm. But it's a work in progress trying to figure out why so many tears. Why? Yeah. My boyfriend always says, "Are these tears unlimited?" As if he's getting a bottomless drink at Nando's.
Unlimited.
Anyway, now I'm done.
And they are unlimited.
They are unlimited, yeah.
The tears start coming and they don't stop coming.
And they don't stop coming.
Birthdays are weird though. If your birthday's coming up, I mean,
happy birthday.
Kind of congrats. And also my heart goes out to you. They're a hard time.
Yeah.
I think they're a time of reflection. I think that's it.
Mm.
I think that's what I've always struggled with. Are you having a good day? How do you feel about being this age?
Mm.
Did you enjoy your 22nd year? It's like, oh,
it's like someone's dressed as a big journal and they're like chasing you down the street.
Yeah,
it's like, I don't know how I feel.
Tell us your best bits of the year. Oh, or kind of, how many people would you like to invite over?
Yeah.
How about nobody? Would you really want to spend it alone? Yes.
Like, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. It's too much, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot. I get that.
What was the best thing you got?
Yeah.
I got a pair of socks that I really like. It's just all really weird. Like, I just find it really, really pressurizing.
It is weird. It's intense. Yeah. I think some people also love the attention.
And I agree.
I was going to say to you, this is how bad it was. I didn't even say this to you. I was going to say, don't put anything on the story, by the way. And then you put something on the story and I was going to say, can you take it down?
Oh, God.
I thought, I can't say that. It's out of order.
Well, because I didn't know whether that would help or not. I think it helped.
It did help. Everyone was so nice. It really helped. Also, people were in my personal, like, I couldn't escape you. But, like, whether we took it down or not, but in the best way, like,
yeah.
There is just no way that messages from anyone who listens could ever make me feel worse. Like, it always just makes you feel better. But.
And also, I feel like people want to say happy birthday to you.
Yeah, well, I hope they weren't saying it against their will.
Otherwise, you'll get them the next day being like, didn't know it's your birthday.
What do you mean?
If people want to say happy birthday to you, so they'll see it the next day that it was your birthday, and they'll be like, oh, missed your birthday.
Yeah, why didn't you tell us? Rude.
They'll hear this and be like, oh, Wing cried all day on her birthday.
Yeah, they will hear that, yeah.
Sounds really horrible.
It was weird. I there was nothing I could do. Mm. The tears were unlimited. I couldn't overpower them.
So much so that you had to take your makeup off and sit in
I was getting ready So we'd been out, had a nice morning. I was crying the whole time, crying into my coffee. Then we came back. Then I was getting ready, like, for lunch, crying the whole time. And I was like, you know what? This is just not going to work. Like, I'm crying off my makeup. I got changed just into joggers, just got out of my clothes, took all my makeup off, and we went down. I actually would really recommend Baby Bow at the Pond in Brighton. It's so good. Everyone's commenting on my bow buns. That was my lunch, and it was great. But I was crying into them the whole time. But I just, in a way, it was quite nice. I just committed to it. Like, yeah. I didn't try and force it. I didn't get a birthday dress on.
Well, that's when it's worse, when you're crying off your makeup
and pretend I wasn't crying. It was quite nice in a way to just be like, look, this is how I feel. I mean, it's not very Wing from Seffy and Wing, and I get that, but it also kind of is the most Wing thing we've ever heard.
I actually think it is entirely Wing from Seffy and Wing.
I'm always pro aging though. And it's not, I don't think it's aging that I've got a problem with.
No, I don't think it is either.
I think it's my life that I've got a problem with. No, I'm joking.
I think it's accepting that some things are written forever now. It's like permanent. You can't go in and just gonna rub out that little bit and just put in that actually that person, when I said this, they said this instead. It's like, no, that's written. That's your childhood.
Yeah.
Which is the fucked realization of, I think it's just going to keep happening with every year. I mean, at 50, it's like, okay, so everything that has happened now, like everything that has happened up until the age of my 50th birthday.
Yeah. And it was your one chance and no one came.
Yeah.
And you kept saying on your podcast, nobody's coming, and you were right, nobody came.
Which is why it's like, there is nothing more urgent. That doesn't mean go out and write your fucking novel now, go out and do that final painting you want to do. It doesn't mean that.
No, if anything, that's the last thing you should do.
There is nothing more urgent than just dedicating to yourself what you want to do.
Yeah.
Because before you know it, you wake up and you're 85 and think, oh fuck, I spent the whole time stressing about I'm not earning enough money, or I don't have a good enough clothes, or any of this shit. And you wake up and you think, oh fuck, I've got nothing real, I don't know who I am, I actually think
it wasn't a girl crush, I was in love with her.
Yeah, exactly. You're performing girl crush for my shitty boyfriend who, yeah, actually she was the love of my life.
Mm-hmm.
What have I been doing?
Yeah.
Fuck this,
hey. Well, if you don't hear from us,
happy birthday, guys.
Yeah, happy birthday, and we love you.
Listen, send this to your friend if it's her birthday. The worst gift.
I actually think getting sent an episode of Goes Without Saying is the most insulting thing someone can do to you.
Honestly.
Not only am I going to torture you with hours of, like, dodgy references and, like, chaotic, like, frantic, insane people, but I'm also kind of implying that you need to rethink your life.
Yeah, if your friend sent this to you, they were trying to send you a message.
They're trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
Not sure what it was. I'm sure you've had fun trying to figure it out, but they're trying to tell you something.
They're trying to tell you that they hate you.
That you've been thinking wrong about something.
I'm going to subject this girl to hours of this.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry if this got sent to you, because I think a lot of people actually do say this got recommended to me. It's like, you should honestly, like, question your friend's intentions.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you for, like, making it through and enjoying it.
Yeah, thanks.
It's crazy.
I think we should go, because I've got to scour this for names now.
Yeah, let's fucking go. Let's get out of here.
And that's the last time that you'll mention names on this podcast.
Is it?
I'm drawing a line in the sand. I've just got to remember some names from your life and throw them out.
Never. Good luck. You can't even remember literally anything about me.
I can. I'm going to do one now.
That's a silly one, though. That's silly.
Okay, I'll leave it in then.
No, don't leave it in.
No, I would never.
God, there's loads now. You've done that to yourself.
I know, yeah, that's my own fault. Okay, right, let's go before it gets worse.
Okay.
If you don't hear from us...
assume the worst.
That was really sad, that one.
God, that was quite weird.
That was really sad.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.